You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
In studio, young ladies from the Metamorphosis Dance Company here to talk about their 2026 season. And let me feel shame because, I mean, these are young people in the studio and dancers at best. And let's first get your name.
Hi, good morning. My name is Shanara Barrow.
And you are?
I'm Azara Hussein.
Azara and Shanara. Right, so I have to write that down. Azara. So tell me, ladies, what are your functions and roles in the Metamorphosis Dance Company?
Well, I have been a standing member in the Metamorphosis Dance Company since 2020. I've been dancing for about 6 years with them officially now.
Mm-hmm.
So my role is basically dedicated dance company member, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with the company since 2019, so just 1 year before Shanara. I've been a member since then, and for 2-3 years, I think, I've been the rehearsal director of the company.
Okay, so rehearsal director, which means you are the one who has to oversee all of the pieces,
Yeah. Make
sure that they're technically correct and all of that?
In a sense,
yeah.
Well, I work alongside the artistic directors and assistant artistic director, Nancy Herrera and Terry Springer.
Mm-hmm.
So as a rehearsal director, I basically oversee the rehearsals, make sure everything is in order, curate the schedule, make sure you know everybody have their time to work on their piece. And mm-hmm. if you know they're taking a little long to finish, you have to make sure we finish by the show because, you know, we're in show week now. So basically, that's what I do.
All right. So you say that you're in show week. What does that mean?
Well, show week means crunch time. Show week means the clock is ticking. It means mm-hmm. that this is the time now that we have to make sure everything is perfect before we actually perform it for the audience
mm-hmm.
on show day, which is the Saturday and Sunday coming.
So, all right. And with the themes, I know that they do vary from year to year.
Yes.
What is the theme for this year?
So this year the theme is Illumination. That's the title of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an exploration of light, so to say. So the presence of light, the absence of light. It's a very immersive show, which is why we chose the name Illumination. Because, you know, as you know, on a stage, lighting has a lot to do with
yeah.
the production of the show. So that's why we playing a lot with the light this season. We're doing something a little different. You know, the audience has a little surprise in store for them.
Nice.
So you just have to come and see.
So which means that it just might have some interaction.
Perhaps.
Yeah, surprises popping out.
Show we have this year for sure. The audience will feel like they're definitely in the show this mm-hmm. time.
All right. So what age category can we look forward to? Are there like different sections? Tell me a little bit more about the company.
In terms of the show itself?
Yeah.
Age
yeah.
category. The show doesn't have a strict age category. I would say it tends to vary in terms of like the dancers who dance themselves. We're all varied between, we could be as young as 16, 17, and the oldest would be 21, who is Azara.
Okay.
Where's the comment?
Well, this I'm saying, just like give out your whole age while we do it. Yeah.
And then, well, the audience itself, the audience, we have a range. We have the tanties, we have the uncles, the aunties, we have the cousins and the little sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So age category is not really a bracket, I would say.
It's a show for everybody.
No, well, the age category I really meant for like the dancers. Well, you did say the youngest is how old?
Youngest, I think, is like 17 or 16.
I feel like younger. I feel like maybe 15.
Oh, yes. We have apprentices now.
Yeah.
Mm.
So 15. Yeah. 15 to 21.
So apprentices, what does that mean?
Apprentices are starting members in the company. This would be their first year, their first term with Metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
So they are still in an apprentice stage. They're not full-fledged members yet. After the first show season, they will be.
Will become. So yeah. There is a graduation process.
Correct.
Within the,
yes.
the company.
Yeah. So we usually start off with dancing with Caribbean School of Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reach a certain level, I guess senior level at Caribbean School of Dancing, you get chosen to be an apprentice with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an apprentice for a year, so you do your season, and then after that you become the actual full member of the company. So everybody in the company had to go through that process.
What is the dedication level required to be a part of this?
Life.
I mean, to be an actual company member, it means you're doing a little bit more than the average dance student with Caribbean School of Dancing. So, I mean, rehearsals schedules typically look like 4 times a week, I want to say, and then especially when the show is around the corner, it just becomes every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, how many hours would you say a week?
Too many to count.
Too many to count.
It's the dedication. You have to be dedicated.
It's a dedication.
You really have to be committed.
In terms of choreographers, who are y'all working with this year?
So this year we have choreographers like Bridget Wilson, Terry Springer, Matthew McLean, Gabriel Samuel, Gia Lauren Gomez, Sidan Rupnarine, Anna Maria De Freitas. I miss anybody?
I think you got everybody.
Yeah. Some big names in the dance pool.
Yes.
In terms of music, would we be hearing like the latest dance or latest pop?
Well, choreographers like Terry Springer, he likes live music. So he will try to use live music whenever he can. So we have some, I don't even know what you call it. Would you say percussion?
Yeah.
Percussion. Drums. It's a very live percussion kind of mix you will get, like musical composition.
Yeah.
So we have live music as one of the kind of genres you'll expect to hear. And Gabriel Samuel, her piece has, I don't know how to describe it, like a soulful kind of alternative musical composition. It's the way I'm looking for is more nature sounds.
Yeah. Okay.
So some of it is not even strictly musical, like songs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is actually like background.
Instruments that you would be able to look out for.
Yes.
Probably sounds like you hear, you say, in nature, so raindrops falling
correct.
On stones, kind of thing.
I think choreographers, especially for the genres of dance that we do at Metamorphosis, so more contemporary, they like to use more instrumentals as opposed to songs with lyrics or things like that. Yeah.
So you won't get a lot of like actual like vocals in the songs, mostly the instrumentals.
Yeah. We like to let the movement speak for us.
Right. Because a lot comes in terms of interpretation of what you see.
Correct.
Yeah. And the other past themes, do you all remember those themes?
Past themes we've had Meta Takes Flight.
Mm-hmm.
The last
we've
season
had Paths
we had.
Of Possibility.
Last
that
season
was last
Paths
season.
Of Possibility. I think the season before was celebrating Meta
30 years of the company.
And then there's Meta Take Heart, which was 2019.
Yeah,
those are some of the themes that stand out to me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are just based on the pieces in the show. So because this year is illumination, you know, we do light pieces without light pieces, with a lot of light. So it really just depends on what kind of dances we have that year, that season.
Well, I was now about to ask too, how do you go about interpreting the theme? You know, is there a lot of discussion beforehand doing choreography? Or is it that you have a very specific idea of what you want to see on the stage?
Honestly, I think it just comes with seeing all the pieces when they all come together, because we usually do rehearsals for each choreographer, and then closer to the show we'll do a run of the entire thing, so all the pieces top to bottom. And then when we see that, we'll say, okay, this is what the show is looking like, this is what the mood feels like. And between the production team, which is myself, the artistic directors, all of the different members of the team itself, the production team, people in Queen's Hall, everybody, even the dancers, I would say, in what they're feeling as the mood in terms of the names of the pieces, what kind of, you know, genre they bring and things like that.
So the theme definitely comes afterwards, after we see, after the piece, the show itself is fleshed out, then we will come up with a theme.
All right, so the next question, for those who are interested, where do they get tickets? What is the date of the new show, Illumination, A Journey of Light and Becoming? First of all, it's normally held in Queen's Hall?
Yes. Normally held in Queen's Hall, yes.
Yeah? All right, so tell me a little bit more.
So the show is this Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of April. On Saturday, it is at 7 p.m. On Sunday, it's at 6 p.m.
Tickets cost $250. Very cheap for the quality of dance you'll be getting. You could get tickets at Queen's Hall box office or from any one of the dancers or production members. So you could follow along on the Instagram and Facebook at Meta Dance Co. For more information, some behind the scenes. And yeah,
hope to see you all there.
And for those who are, you know, feeling, okay, but probably I can be a dancer. How do you go about entering into Metamorphosis Company?
Well, registration just opened for Caribbean School of Dancing.
Right.
The team just started back. So you could also go to Caribbean School of Dancing's website or Instagram, Facebook, any social media. There's information on the registration process there. All ages, all different styles of dance. Anybody could be a dancer. You could join whenever you want, however you want.
The dedication is the main thing that we look for when it comes to joining the company itself. So joining Caribbean School of Dancing is one thing, but the directors and the artistic directors and choreographers, they look for commitment and dedication, and that's what mainly drives you to join the company.
Yeah. All right, so I want to thank you so much, Miss Azara and Shamara. Got the names right?
Shanara.
Girl,
it's okay. And
we are on that same level. With unusual names, we normally get it like that. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk about the show happening this weekend.
Correct.
Right? So, all who are interested, all dance enthusiasts, you know, people who enjoy the arts, that one was for you. And yeah, I will take the info as well. So if you missed it, I will give you the info once again later on today. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the all new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.